Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And today we finally cover the latest Rocket Racing update, Neon Rush.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, so Rocket Racing Neon Rush, light up the night. Racers, Season 0 comes to a close as Neon Rush begins. Get ready for some night driving in Neon Metropolitan Raceways. But that's not even the main event of Neon Rush. Creator-made tracks are becoming fully unleashed. What are the perilous paths and stunning scenery the community will come up with? Whatever the answer, enjoy creator-made tracks in racing or speedrun matches. The city streets await. Neon Rush presents 5 new tracks from Epic, 4 that turn a different city into a street race. Make bright lights bygone blurs in these neon-packed tracks. Here are all 5 Epic tracks available at Neon Rush's launch: Jackrabbit, Tri-City, Conduit, Delirium, and Slap Happy. Compete on creator-made tracks. With Unreal Editor for Fortnite, UEFN, creators are able to make their own Rocket Racing tracks. You can access a specific creator-made track with a Fortnite island code, or find them naturally in 5 new rows in the track selection. What's possible in UEFN: community speedrun top tracks, community speedrun new tracks, community racing top tracks, and community racing new tracks. Creator-made racing tracks are ineligible for ranked play currently, but it's something we're considering for the future. The tracks in the What's Possible in UEFN row are creator-made tracks to help showcase what's possible with the newly released Rocket Racing templates in UEFN. Try out these tracks and see what the community is capable of. Are you a creator and want to make your own tracks? Check out the Build Your Own Rocket Racing Islands with UEFN post. Rank reset. Neon Rush brings the new ranked period. With this new beginning, everyone's rank has been reset. Your rank is based on the finishing rank in the last ranked period, meaning you may start at gold, silver, etc. instead of bronze if you finished at a high rank in the last ranked period. This ranked period will run until Neon Rush ends. Zoom back to the rank you were and then some. Speed Run Expansion. Wished your favorite racing tracks had leaderboards? Get your engines ready, because all Epic-made racing tracks can be played as speedrun tracks too. Feel the rush of quest rewards. The kickoff of Neon Rush brings Neon Rush kickoff quests. Complete Neon Rush kickoff quests to unlock the Ethereus wheels and 13 different paint colors for them. These quests are available until the end of Neon Rush. Neon Rush's ranked quests available until the end of Neon Rush offer in-game rewards like the Cypher Trail and different paint colors for it. Neon all the time with few starter quest pack. We looked at this quest pack the other day in the item shop, so we don't need to read that. We looked at the werewolf car body as well, so we don't need to read that. What about season one? Good question. Just like how Rocket Racing is all about racing without limits, we wanted to treat Rocket Racing development the same way. So with that in mind, we decided not to approach major updates as typical seasons. Instead, we want to introduce themed content while leaving room for features that go beyond the overall theme. For example, Neon Rush has neon-themed courses, but also celebrates creator-made tracks and brings the small town Slap Happy track. There's something for everyone in Neon Rush, and we want future major updates to take their own exciting roads. Major improvements, adjustments, and bug fixes. Ranked racing, matchmaking, and leaderboards. So there's ranked progression, balancing, there's ranked racing, matchmaking. So with the start of Neon Rush, we've made some adjustments on how matchmaking works and rank play with the goal of improving queue times for players at all ranks. And there's speedrun leaderboards with Neon Rush. The speedrun leaderboards have been reset. Good luck keeping your name at the top, everyone. And then there's a list of bug fixes. And then same thing for fixes in speedrun and car items in the ecosystem. And then at the end they say, the Neons, your spotlight, keep your eyes on the road for future patches within Neon Rush. And that is your update for Rocket Racing. All right, I don't have any other news for you today, so we'll just take a look at what people are playing. Battle Royale, 372,000. LEGO, 50,000. Ranked Battle Royale, 120,000. Team Rumble, 4,000. Zero Build has 328,000. Oh, Battle Royale and Zero Build are actually pretty even again for once. Rocket Racing, 7,000. Festival, 18,000. Limberjack Heroes, 6,000. Brick Mansion Tycoon, 315. Lego Battle Arena, 449. Lunar Horizons, 2000. City Free For All, 2700. Amazon Prop Hunt, 592. And a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. For quests, the Elements quests, don't forget to be doing those. Got a little bit over 2 weeks left. The Korra items as well are quests so that you can get those items and outfit. Your dailies, reboot rally story, and weekly. I think we got it all covered for weekly. So that's just a reminder to be doing all this awesome stuff that's in the game right now to be leveling up and getting more rewards as well. Right, let's head on over to the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. Okay, so we got the Lego stuff, Lady Gaga, the cars, jam tracks, the gear. Okay, what did we add in today? We got the Swamp Sucker outfit for 800, Jungle Scout outfit for 800, Outback and Beyond bundle that's got Safari outfit, Gunny Sack back bling, Flail Blades pickaxe, and X Marks item wrap for 1,500, which is 700 off the total. The Safari outfit itself is 1,200 with that Gunny Sack back bling, and the Flail Blades pickaxe is 500. We got the Rally Raider outfit with Weathered Wings back bling for 1,200. The Sika bundle's got the Sika outfit, Arena Elite back bling, Arena's Blessing pickaxe, and the Cerberus glider all together for a total of 2,100, which is 1,400 off the total. Separately, Sika is 1,200. Arena's Blessing is 800. Cerberus Glider is 1,500. Let's see here. We got the Gleam Team, the music section. Okay, so here's the Bandolette outfit for 1,200. Bandolier outfit for 1,500. Machete Pickaxe for 500. Choppa Glider for 1,200. Lantern Fest. Fortnite Flow. Loyea's Locker is here. And then, oh, Chloe Kim returns. That outfit's 1,500 for the Chloe Kim outfit with Sub-Zero Flight Back Bling. Nunbola Glider is 800. The Frozen Flourish Pickaxe is 800. And then we have the Coachella items in here as well. And that looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. For our item of the day today, let's go with the, you know, it just fits this season perfectly. So we got to go with the Sika outfit. Again, comes with that Arena Elite back bling. This is, this just the outfit is 1,200. So yeah, really good one. I mean, again, just that outfit fits this season perfectly. So it'd be a fun one to be running around with right now. All right. Let's see here. That is going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.